Well, we're going to be joined now by manager Neil Reynolds. Hello, Neil.
Hey, Ben, you okay?
Yeah, you had a good afternoon?
Yeah, it's been tremendous, yeah. It's been good. Been good.
But I've had worse afternoons, I'll be honest.
Every time we've come here, it's been worse, I can tell you.
Well, I've heard.
Let's talk about the game plan coming into this game. Because, you know, a lot of the talk has been about injuries and Sass Davis going back to Crewe and then out to Altrincham, and you were having to move players around, you know, thinking on the hoof and getting some players in and that kind of thing as well. How pleasing was the performance this afternoon, all things considered? The fact as well that we played at the New Brookside Stadium, where we've not even led here, let alone drawn or won.
It was amazing, wasn't it? You know, from start to finish, I think we weathered the storm first 10 minutes and we got tight, and we changed our shape and we worked on that in training this week. But, you know, to a man, substitutes, a squad, I mean, I said on the way down, I think 22 of us came here today with injuries and youth team players, under 21 players, and we're together, you know, we're in it together. And I just said to the lads in there, well, I said before the game, you know, we stick to the game plan, we don't change the game plan, we know we've got goals in here, got lads who go and put the bodies on the line, we can go and defend, and the game will open up for us. I mean, Telford can see pretty much every game, you know, you look at that, so I knew we'd score, but they also score every game, and, you know, obviously they've gone and done that. We should go in at half-time 3-0 up,
yep.
With, you know, if Manny and Donners does that. But, you know, I said to the lads at half-time, you know, you go on the pitch, you're going to miss chances. That's part and parcel of football. I put my arm around Donoghue at half-time.
Well, we mentioned that.
We'll talk about that, yeah. Now. I mean, Donoghue could have been the guy who scored the third goal in that first half. It was quite remarkable. A one-on-one, it was a good save, really, but he should have took it a bit earlier. Donoghue is a confidence player.
Yeah.
And he's had a great game.
He's overall performance.
But how important was that management there at the end of that first half?
It's key, mate. You know, that I've said this, Mike Donoghue has got all the ability in the world, you know, and he's got a little bit lost in his career with Everton and Fleetwood. But you know what? He's playing for a club that he's got a manager that thinks the world of him. He's got lads who think the world of him. I think the fact the club thinks the world of him. And you see him put a performance in like that. I was good that he didn't score, because his performance deserved the goal. But, you know, he's just such a special talent. And you see him play like that today. And, you know, not just Mike, you know, everybody. But I had to say to him at half-time, because he does let things affect him. And, you know, the way we played first half, don't let it affect you. You're going to get more chances second half. And that's what we did. You know, that's what we did. And we won the game. And I couldn't be more proud.
We noticed today that there is a definite determination from the back line to win every ball in the air. Oh, yeah. And the second ball as well. And was that something that was picked up on pre-match, in terms of, if you compete and win all these 50-50s.
I mean, in fairness, Morgan Smith and Udo were nowhere in that first half.
What we worked on is distances. We knew Morgan Smith would come in between our full-back between our centre-half and our full-back, and he did that. And then they tried to spread play with the seven to cross it across for Udo. But, you know, we nullified that. We worked on it in training. But the key thing was that Wallen and Winter was always 10 yards away from the back four and winning every second ball.
And
they did that. And then when we got it, don't just sling it anywhere. Put it in good areas. And when we're playing the three behind the one, we got in little pockets and we made things happen. And when you've got the likes of Bannister there and today Don McHale there, you know, getting 1v1 situations and Kurt run the channels, it worked, didn't it? It worked, and it was really pleasing.
I mean, Lynch, we've got used to the idea of him winning every header. Maybe occasionally he should score a goal.
Yeah.
That would be handy. I mean, that was ridiculous, that miss. Yeah. But anyway, Mohamed.
Our man of the match.
I think he's the match report man of the match as well. He was stunning, wasn't he?
I mean,
he helped set up the first goal.
Yeah, he did. I mean, I took Zen out the side. You know, listen, I'm not making more bones about it. He's a young lad. He made a couple of mistakes in his eyes. His confidence dipped a little bit. And, you know, as a manager, you've got to take people out. And I said that to Accrington Stanley, you know, the reasons why. But, you know, even if Billy Sass Davis didn't go back, and I'm not saying that as an excuse, Zen was ready. You know, I could see in his eyes, he's trained really well this week. And sometimes young lads need taking out. His performance today next to Lynch was incredible. You know, like you said, his tackles, his headers, his overall positioning, his talking, his commanding, you know, 18.
He was telling O'Halloran what to do.
Yeah, 18, you know. And he's pleasing, isn't it? I mean, I could honestly today go through absolutely everybody and give you a full dossier.
Have you got enough time? Because I'd like to.
You had a goal-scoring debutant.
Yes, let's talk about McHale. I mean,
someone said he was a bad signing this morning, I think. But I'm not sure. Anyway, tongue in cheek, somebody on social media.
Signing number 54?
257, well, I think.
250. Yeah. Oh, now you know who you're talking to. Oh, a bit of fame for you.
Yeah.
Great. Really great. I mean, he did a touch when the ball was about to go out of play behind the byline there, where he kept it in.
He hooked it back for Willoughby.
It was an amazing touch. And the goal he scored was it was worked really well anyway from everyone involved, to be honest.
Do you know, we bring people into the team and we don't just bring them in. I mean, you ask anybody connected with the club, Don Mahale's trained with us now for the last 5 weeks, you know, and he came in and a little bit lost and career was going, you know, he kind of didn't know where to go, and he's trained with us, he's worked hard, he's done all the shape work with us, he's got himself fit. So I know he's been announced as a new signing today, but it's not kind of I've gone and got him and I'm going to put him in. We're trying to bring lads through and nurture them and get them used to the way we play. You know, Don Mahale knew exactly how to play today on the right hand side. He's trained with us every week, we've done the shape work, and you know, yes, he scored in his debut and it's fantastic, and his overall performance was great. He came off, he was shattered, the lad, you know. Yeah. It's his first competitive game of football in maybe 2 months. He was absolutely shattered. He given everything, but he's exciting, isn't he?
Very,
you know, you get 1v1 situations.
Yeah. We've forgiven him now for scoring against us in August.
Yeah. So, you know, he's just another one that we're building this squad, aren't we? We're all desperate to stay in this league, but we're building a squad and we're building the togetherness, and you can feel it on the coach, you can feel it in the dressing room, you can feel the togetherness, and I keep talking about that culture. It takes a long time to get there, and it's not an excuse, but we're getting there. There's a real trust in that dressing room now, and we're getting there.
It was an interesting decision you made a couple of weeks ago, putting Willoughby as your captain.
Yeah.
He really led from the front today. He chased everything, didn't he?
Harry Winter's a leader, you know, and it was a bit... I've come across players like Harry before. He doesn't need the armband to make him tick. Again, he was awesome today. I needed a little bit more from Kurt. I needed him to carry the team, if you will, in certain situations.
Take responsibility.
His goals are great. And be more vocal. You know, Kurt Willoughby, you're going to play for England Seating. You play for FC United. You score 15, 16 goals this season. Go and show what you're about. You might be 22, but you're good enough to lead a team. And, yeah, you know, he's been captain for 4 games. We haven't lost in 4 games.
No.
I don't know if that's got anything to do with it. But, you know, his overall performance is improving. What I like today, he scored from the 18-yard box, inside the 18-yard box. And trust me, if we've spent an hour, we have spent hours and hours and hours of him doing that today. And I'm delighted for the kid.
You came here on Tuesday. You were probably aware when you first walked in of the pitch.
Mm. We heard it was worse in midweek than today.
But it was. Yeah. That's why we played in narrow three behind Kurt. You know, and we tried to. Mm. That's why I played Bannister on the left, coming on his right, and Mahale on the right, coming on his left. And, you know, we knew the wide with the channel areas were difficult to play in. But yeah, we did my homework, but they were very good in midweek. As in patches today, they were very good. I mean, what I will say about Telford, I'm desperate for him to go on and beat Leighton Orient next week, and I want him to, you know, do the league, proud of themselves, proud of him. I'm really good friends with the manager, and it's difficult when you're friends with someone and you get the points off them. They're a good side. They're a very, very good side, and I want them to be special. But yes, I did my homework on the pitch. We worked on it in training, and, you know, it's our day today, isn't it? And we're delighted with it.
Radio Cumbria's John Walsh describes Derwent Park and the way we work to play there as sticky, tacky football, and I think that was the second half, in all fairness. Passing the ball about at will at times. It was great to watch. York coming up next on a better pitch, let's say. I'm going to ask you a similar question that I've asked you every single week. That's a big game, that, isn't it?
It's a massive game, isn't it? You know, I think every game's a massive game now. We talked about 12 cup finals. We set out a mini league, you know, 12 games going on. I haven't hidden this mini league, and I've said to the lads about the points total, and yeah, we didn't get the ones that we wanted against Hereford and Guiseley, but we didn't, you know, we went and got Southport, and now we've come here and got 3, so we've done it the other way around. The mini league's very much alive, and what the mini league is we're trying to get people in and around us, pull them in, see if we can snatch points off people. Today, I think the teams in and around us have got beat, so we've clawed points back. And
we've gone off to 20th.
And we're four games unbeaten. So going into the York game next week, we're going into it with confidence. We certainly won't take anything for granted. You know, I remember we went to Bradford, and it was a great performance. And the week after, we went to Ashton and didn't do ourselves justice. So, you know, make no bones about it. These lads aren't going to get above the station. I'm going to let them enjoy today. Certainly, they're going to be a great coach journey home now. But then Tuesday night, hard work starts again, and we prepare ourselves for York next week and feet on the floor. But I just said to every fan there, like I do every, just keep believing, and I haven't lost that belief. And until, like I said, until somebody tells me that we can't do it, then we very much believe we can do it, and it'll be a remarkable achievement if we do. And today was a statement, in my opinion.
It really was. And one final person I'd just like to mention was Tom Pearce, because when he came on, I think he really, really helped. To be honest, he was right back, right forward striker. He was all over the place, wasn't he?
And he got his goal, you know, and his attitude.
He just has a knack.
I left three strikers on the bench today, and you know that wasn't being defensive, but their attitudes have been great, and you know we all need to be together now, and that's what we are. And you know, let's look forward to York next week, and like we say, get Broadhurst Park rocking, and let's hope we can get the 3 points.
Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us as always.
Thank you.
Congratulations again.
Thanks very much, guys.
We'll speak to you next week.